GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Parts City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Alrighty, here we are. It is time for some Liberty Eagle basketball. I'm Gary Lee, alongside Tyler Chowning. Running video is the one and only Mr. Smith, Ricky Smith up there. Thumbs up, it's rolling, it's good to go. We've got the Liberty Eagles and the Willow Springs Bears tonight. It is, again, being live video streamed. You can watch it. Just go to OzarkRadioNews.com, and you can scroll down, and you'll see the tab to click on. Or, Tyler, you can also go to Ozark Marketing on YouTube. And YouTube and Facebook, pretty much the key streamers. So, well, we're in for a good one tonight. We're in for a good one tonight. We got the Willow Springs Bears and the Liberty Eagles. Starting for Willow Springs, Jace Rogers, Colby James, Peyton Lee, Brady James, and James Dean. We'll also see Blaine Altermat and Brady Altermat. For Liberty, we'll see Parker Toon starting, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Braden Mays, and Drayton Wells. Tonight for Liberty, we'll see Landon Hines and Cooper Holden. Now, Brian Thompson is under the weather, so he's not even here tonight. The JV game wrapped up, and it was the Willow Springs JV that got the win, 53-30. And hopefully we have a better game here. So
I think we will. This is going to be one of those old-time SCA grudge matches here.
Yeah.
Both teams, what, 11-7?
11-7, both teams. Both teams are 1-0 in SCA play. Tip is up. Liberty controls it. It's off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon fakes the pass to the left, looks right, then brings it right back to the left. They get it inside to Wells. Wells gets it off to Gastineau. Gastineau loses it on the way up, picked up by Wells, and then he's tripped up and gets called for the travel. No score, 7:40 to go.
Did you see Gastineau?
Yeah. He dove down for it. He's got the pass. Bears out top. Colby James flips it over to Brady James. Right back to Colby. Colby and Brady work back and forth. Now shifting off to the right side. Popping out top is Rogers. Jace flips it over to Colby James. Willow kind of feeling out the 2-3 matchup zone defense by the Liberty Eagles. Back row. You've got Brayden Mays in the middle of that. You've got Wells. Here's a drive. High floater goes up. And it's in for Brady James. Willow Springs on the board first. 7 minutes to go. Alex Toon takes it down the floor for Liberty. Shifts off to the right. Bounce pass high post to Reese. Reese right back to Toon. Toon drives in. Alex kicks it out to Parker. Parker for three goes up. And lost basketball on the rebound. Last touch by Willow Springs. Peyton Lee got just a piece of it. It'll stay with Liberty on their base on the baseline.
Good intensity so far.
Alex Toon tosses it in to Gavin Reese, who floats it over the front of the rim, and we're tied up at two apiece. Colby James off to Peyton Lee, back to Colby. Colby brings it to Brady. Back out to Lee. Off the corner, James Dean has it tipped, and it's a loose ball that gathered back up by Dean. Hit pass across. Here's a three from the corner. Hits the rim. No good. And the rebound will go to Liberty. Here comes Reese. Reese tries a bounce pass to Mays, cutting across. Knocked away by Colby James, who's hustling down the floor. Alex Toon looks to bounce it in, floats it to Wells. Wells, nice spin move, front of the rim, can't get it to go, and it's picked up by James Dean. Willow Bears out top, driving down the floor is Colby James. He'll start it with Lee. Right back to Colby. Colby now going to be picked up by Parker Toon. Colby at the volleyball line, brings it over to Rogers. Rogers will use the dribble, brings it into the corner to Brady James. Jumpers off the mark, no good. Loose ball, it's going to be picked up by the Willow Bears. There's a three, count it. And that is Colby James, 5-2. Willow Springs, 5:25 to go here in the first. Alex Toon out at the corner. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon, pull up jumper, hits the rim, no good. Rebound's going to be taken by Colby James. James takes it all the way down. Goes up for the shot, and it's spotted from behind by Drayton Wells. It will stay with Willow Springs, 5:06 on the clock. 5-2, Willow Springs. Chase Rogers will toss it in, brings it out top, Colby James. Colby James now picked up by Alex Toon. Off to Lee. Caden right back to Colby. Inside, back outside. Brady James tossed it to the baseline. Shot put up by James Dean. No good. Rebound taken by Maine. Parker Toon goes up. Can't get it to go. Blocked and picked up by James Dean. Stutter step in the corner by Rogers. Looks to penetrate. He's going to be fouled. That'll be against Gavin Reese, his first. 5-2, 4:35 to go. Still both teams kind of feeling one another out.
Yeah, there's a lot of posturing going on right now.
Willow wants to play a little faster, trying to get the tempo up. Bounce pass inside, taken away, turnover by the Bears. Parker Toon with the steal. Gavin Reese out top. Alex Toon catches the wing. He's guarded by Lee. Caden Lee will follow Alex Toon out top as he gets it between the circles near the timeline. Double screen set on the right side, and it just does not work. Liberty, they peeled off of it too quick. I see what they were wanting to do.
Yeah.
A little pick and roll, but
they'll just switch on the screen instead of trying to fight over it.
Gavin Reese now works it to the right side, gets to Mays. Mays brings it inside to Wells. Wells walks with it. Good idea, Drayton. I like that.
Yep,
you know,
he kind of got too far under.
And a good job by James Dean, too, defensively. You know, he forced him. He slid him.
Yeah, but I kind of like Liberty going to the post early here to kind of free up some outside shots later.
Bears running five out. Now they will send Dean, he's working down low. Here's a shot up, no good by Colby James. Picked up by Parker Toon, and Colby James will get called for the foul at the timeline. That'll drive a coach crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Foul that far away from the basket. Gavin Reese will bring it in right at the front of the Willow Springs bench. Dustin Forster, of course, coaching the Willow Bears, and Justin Harrell, coach of the Liberty Eagles. Alex Toon one-on-one. Now he gets to Reese. Reese to Mays. Motion by Liberty. They bounce it inside to Wells. Wells goes up.
Good look
for two. That was
good look by Mays.
All the parts were moving.
Yeah.
5-4, Willow Springs by one. They've got the basketball. Brady James brings it to the corner to Caden Lee. Caden Lee brings it out to Colby James. Right back to Braden James. One-hand floater in and out, no good. Mays with the rebound. And here comes the Liberty Eagles. Parker Toon out top. He'll back it up to the volleyball line on the right side by the Willow Springs Pep team. Now he'll look to make a move. He's going to go, oh, that's a foul.
He's going to get two on Brady James.
Yeah.
Colby James.
Colby James, two with 2:35 to go.
Five to four.
And that was the one thing, you know, I mean, both these teams, I don't know as much about, of course, Willow as I do Liberty, but I know that you know, Willow has got Colby James, Caden Lee, and Brady James. Three really good guards.
Yep.
And Liberty's kind of, you know, got Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese. Parker's size at the guard position.
Yeah, he's a bad matchup. Because you have to have a guard normally, somebody that's quick enough to guard him isn't going to match up height for height with him.
Yeah.
So you're going to have somebody that's 3 or 4 inches shorter.
Well, he's 6'2",
mm-hmm.
205.
Yeah.
And Parker Toon makes them both. Into the ball game for the Willow Springs Bears, Blaine Altermat. He had a nice JV game. Again, in the Willow Springs Bears victory, 53-30. Blaine with the catch. Blaine brings it right back to James. Brady James back to Altermat, looking into the corner for Dean. Now they'll reverse it to Caden Lee. Caden Lee catches, looks into the corner to Rogers. Rogers catches. He'll bring it right back out to Lee. Lee's going to be picked up by Castanew, looks for a drive. Castanew shuts it off, gives it up to James. Turnaround popper goes no good. Rebound for the Liberty Eagles.
Reese. You're calling Gastineau. That's what threw me off early. You said Castanew.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gavin.
Cole Castanew and Gavin Reese are two in the same, I'm telling you. High post to Wells. Wells puts it on the floor, goes up, can't finish, and it's going to be Dean with the rebound. Willow Springs at the other end. Here's a three for Rogers. Count it. Ugh, man, that's the hardest shot in basketball.
It is.
Corner baseline. 8-6, Willow Springs by 2, 1:20 to go in the first. Parker Toon out top with Chase Rogers. Parker, he turns it over. Here comes the Bears all the way up, in, and the foul. Caden Lee takes it the length of the floor, gets the bucket, and a chance for an old-fashioned three. And that foul is going to be on Alex Toon. That is his first. Team foul number 2. We're even on team fouls. .106 on the clock. First free throw, or the old-fashioned three, is good. And the Bears are up by 5. 11-6. Alex Toon for Liberty. Working down low is Parker Toon. Parker Toon catches in the corner. Three is up and in. So that puts Liberty up to 9, and we've got 42 seconds to go.
11-9, Willow Springs lead.
Brady James to Caden Lee. Back to Brady James. Lee and James is going to work it back and forth. Now they'll toss it to Jace Rogers, pulls the trigger on a three, and it's good. Back-to-back threes for Jace Rogers. Hits one from the corner, then from the wing. Deep three shot, 14-9. Willow Springs, 13 seconds to go in the first. Alex Toon working against Lee. Hands it off to Reese. Reese, Parker Toon, three more. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound Wells. And that's going to be the end of the first. Willow Springs with the lead, 14-9. We'll take a break. Come right back. Howell County Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
City. Save money on your next oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Part City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Part City Auto Parts store.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
All right, welcome back. I was just at Mountain View Auto Parts on my way in. Had to get a replacement antenna and, what do you say, some seat covers? Stevie just couldn't take my seat covers, so, you know. All right, here we go. Willow Springs Bear basketball to start the second. They lead 14-9. Back into the game is Colby James. He starts the offense. Caden Lee catches. Out top, good look at three. Hits the rim. Up. Rebound goes to Wells. Parker Toon. Gavin Reese. Skips it across. Alex Toon. Squares up for three. And it's good.
That was the big difference in that first quarter was Willow went 3-for-4 from the free line, and Liberty went 1-for-4.
And Liberty gets the turnover. Reverse layup tries to go up by Parker. No good, and he's stripped to the basketball. It's the Willow Springs Bears bringing it the other direction. Out top, Colby James off the altar mat. Altar mat gives it up to Caden Lee. Now we got both altar mats out there. Brady altar mat. Here's a three, put up and in. Count it for Blaine altar mat. That's Willow Springs. It's 4-3. 17-12, Willow Springs. Gavin Reese, he's going to drive to the rack. Goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two from the line. Foul's going to be on Brady Altermat. And I think that that's, if Blaine is out there, I look for Liberty to, especially if they get the matchup, they're going to take him right to the rim.
Yeah.
Gavin Reese shooting two. 17-12, the score, 6:46 to go in the half. First one is good. Big thank you to Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Johnny Newcock. Well, he's got some good-looking rigs on the lot.
He sure does.
My goodness. Second one is good. Take one for a test drive tomorrow or this weekend.
17-14.
Bears out top. Here's a drive. Colby James, pull-up jumper. Good. He's got five, and that takes it to 19-14, Willow Springs. Parker, two. Gets it to Gavin Reese. Reese, top of the key. He's going to pull up for a three ball. Good. 19-17. Two teams are really similar, you know.
Yeah.
I think Liberty's a little bit longer, but kind of what they want to do. Here's a turnaround baseline jumper. Good. Nice shot by Colby James. He's starting to feel it.
Yeah, they're kind of running some offense and getting him some open looks here the last couple trips.
Alex Toon backs up to the timeline. He's going to be picked up by Brady James. Gets by him. He's going to take it all the way to the front of the rim. Goes up no good. Picked up, put back in, offensive board for Drayton Wells. He's got two more. He's got four in the ballgame. 21-19, Willow Springs. Colby James will have Blaine Altermat pop out top. 5:25 to go. He'll pitch it over to Blaine Altermat, guarded by Mays. Pops it out top to Rogers. Rogers catches, picked up by Reese. Off to Brady James. Going to drive, and the reverse layup's good. That was a nice move to the bucket.
That was. Got a quick first step. Was able to get around Parker Toon there.
Alex Toon, Gavin Reese. Reese out top. He finds a lane. Kicks it to Alex. Alex shoots another three. No good. He's fouled and will shoot three free throws.
You get Brady James on the foul there.
And that is Brady's first team foul, number two. 23-19 is where we're at. The clock is stopped with 4:53 on it. Also, we want to give a big thank you to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. There's a branch in Willow Springs. And the branch, of course, in Mountain View. Shelter Insurance. For all your insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance in Willow Springs or Mountain View. Second one is good.
Let's see, got a chance to cut it to one here.
And some chippy back into the ball game is James Dean. James Dean comes in for Lane Altermat.
Got Landon Hines checking in for Liberty here, too.
Third one's good, and Alex Toon makes all three. It's a one-point ball game, 23-22.
Hines sporting the number four tonight.
Oh, that's what's throwing me.
Incognito.
Yeah, in disguise. Inside, Dean didn't catch it clean, but is able to go up with it, and it's blocked by Wells. Gavin Reese looks for the baseline. It's shut off by James. Now he tried to kick it in to Wells, taken away. It's a steal, driving all the way to the rack, going up. Shot no good. Another rebound for Liberty. That's Liberty's fourth turnover. Parker Toon. Turnaround jumper off the front of the iron, no good. Wells with the rebound. He goes up. No good. Rebound taken by Willow Spring. Rogers got it. Rogers takes it down the floor, kicks it over to Caden Lee. Caden Lee hits the three. 26-22, Willow Springs. Alex Toon out top. Picked up by Caden Lee. Willow playing kind of a soft man, it looks like. Alex Toon for three, off the mark, no good. Rebound will be taken by Dean. Had a hand in his face that time. Good defense by the Bears. Colby James. Caden Lee. Back to Colby. 3:17 to go in the half. 26-22, Willow Springs. Bears in the maroon and white. Liberty in the white and navy blue. Teacher appreciation night here at Liberty. Here's a drive. Shot goes up. Foul. That's going to be on Wells. No, 42. Yeah, the 42. There is no 42 out there. 40. Drayden Wells. At the line, yeah. Colby James. First one's good. One more coming. Second shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Gavin Reese. Parker Toon takes it to the wing.
27-22, 3 minutes left to go in this first half.
Nice toss inside to Wells. Wells goes up, shoots no good. He's fouled. That'll be one on James Dean and Drayton Wells at the line. Drayton was close to a walk. But the foul happened in the process of that,
yep.
I think, because when the whistle hit, I thought, well, it's probably going to be a walk. And the first one is woefully short. So Gavin comes over and says, all right, man, you got this.
I mean, what do you say when you go up? What do you say? You know, come on, man, you got this.
Yep,
one.
Yep,
okay.
Oh, that one was wide left. 27-22. Bears with the lead and the basketball. Lee gets it to Colby James. Jace Rogers tips, and here comes Liberty on the fast break. Parker Toon catches, backed up behind the three line.
Ooh.
I thought he was going to drive in and shoot a layup, but he took a step back and hit the three. Timeout with 2:26 to go. 27-25, Willow Springs. We're back in 30 seconds.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
All right, welcome back. Again, 27-25. Willow Springs with the lead. Liberty has never led. No, they did. Liberty scored the first bucket.
Yeah, scored the first bucket.
And then Willow answered with a three, and they've
kind of trailed since.
Willow Bear basketball. Colby James will run the point. Looks for a lane, brings it to Brady James. Brady James going to be picked up by Parker Toon. Parker's got a couple steals. That's a Caden Lee taking it in with the scoop shot. Caden Lee now with 8 points here in the first half. 29-25. Alex Toon, bounce pass. Hines for three. That's a little bit long. Picked up by Willow Springs. That was Caden Lee with the rebound. Bears throw one up. That's no good. Rebound, Parker Toon. Parker Toon, top of the key. Flips it to Reese. Reese pulls up with the jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound, Colby James. 1:15 to go in the half, 29-25. James gets it to Caden Lee. Hands it back to James. Colby out top. Down to a minute to go. High post caught. Spin move. Up. One-hander. No good. Tip. Oh, out of bounds. It'll be Willow basketball. And, Jace Rogers with the drive. Normally, and we may see it in the second half. Normally, Liberty's opponent's best player is going to be guarded by Kevin Reese. Bears catch it, take it, spin, shoots, no good, and a rebound for Reese, and then Liberty turns it over, but the Bears give it right back. So I've got Willow Springs with 4 turnovers, Liberty with 5. Am I close?
I've got Willow with 6 and Liberty with 5.
You're close.
Close. It's been a up and down, back and forth game. Easy to lose track of stuff here.
Yeah. Well, I've got the rebounds right now. Liberty with 10 defensive boards. Willow Springs with 8. There's a drive and a foul, and that's going to be on Blaine Altermat. That will send Alex Toon back to the line. He'll shoot 2.
29-25, Willow Springs with 30 seconds left to go here in the half.
Got to change that number. First one is good for Alex Toon. He now has 7 points in the half, and that's all come in the second quarter. Parker Toon for Liberty's got 8. Trayton Wells with 4. Gavin Reese with 7. And Alex Toon makes them both. 29-27. Willow with the lead and Colby James with the basketball. He'll give it up to Caden Lee. Caden Lee gives it right back to him. They're spreading the floor. Oh, Liberty almost came away with the takeaway. Bears able to gather it up down to 8 seconds. Skip pass into the corner. Here's a three. It's up. It's no good. Rebound, Parker Toon. And that's the end of the first half. With a 29-27 Willow Springs Bear lead. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go through first half stats. You're listening to Howe County High School Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9 The Fox.
Live stream sponsors for tonight's game include Ozarks Healthcare, TNT Wi-Fi, and KMJ Auctions. Stick around. There's more Liberty Eagles basketball coming up on The Fox 96.9.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. 29-27 at the half. Willow Springs with the lead and going through the scoring. Jace Rogers has 6 points. Colby James with 8 points. He also has two steals. Caden Lee with 8 points. He has one steal. Brady James with 4 points. Blaine Altermat off the bench with three. The Bears turned it over six times. They had 9 defensive rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds. And for Liberty, Parker Toon has 8 points, 3 steals. Alex Toon with 8 points. Gavin Reese, 7 points, 1 steal. And Drayton Wells with 4 points and 2 blocks. Liberty has 12 defensive rebounds and 4 offensive rebounds, and they turned it over 5 times.
Yeah, for both teams, Liberty and Willow, you normally have a focal point, and for Willow, normally it's Colby James. Liberty, normally it's Parker Toon. So what you're seeing on both sides, both teams tonight, is more of a balanced attack. You've got, Caden Lee with 8, Colby James with 8, Brady James has got 6, Rogers with 6. On the Liberty side, it's very well balanced. You've got 8, 8, and 7, mm-hmm. and 4. So, the point distributes, it's kind of being spread out. No, it's not so much focused on one player in that first half, but players like Parker Toon, Colby James, they could come out and have a huge monster half if the defense doesn't stay pretty tight on them.
Yeah. Well, it'll be, it's a game of adjustments. What will, Coach Forrest do? What will Coach Harrell do? I mentioned, normally Gavin will be paired up with Liberty's opponent's best player.
Yeah.
Might we see Gavin go over to, that's the thing, Liberty and Willow are very similar, Okay, we're going to put Gavin on Colby. Well, then Caden or Brady can go off or Jace, Willow Springs says, okay, well, we're going to put, Jace on Parker. Well, Alex or Gavin, can go off.
Both teams are very, very guard heavy.
Yeah. Well, Liberty there in the first half, they got 4 points in the post and had some opportunities to get it inside. Willow, a couple times, they worked it into James Dean, but he didn't get any shots off. Willow has been more committed to the dribble drive or the three, and that's kind of been the difference in the game, where Liberty has been a little bit more willing to work it inside to the post.
Right. Yeah, and like in that first half, the difference in the game right now is the three ball.
Mm-hmm.
Willow went 5 for 9, where Liberty went 4 for 10.
Yeah.
So
Well, it's a dandy one, folks. Two-point game at the half. The Bears lead the Eagles 29-27. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Howell County High School Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. If you need a place to store your things, Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able, able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Hello and good evening, everybody. Hope you're doing well on this Tuesday. Time to go over the 10-day weather forecast. Dan in the Weather Center. Tonight's low 41 degrees. Over the next few days, we're going to see things being, well, possibly a little bit rainy. Not a whole lot expected, though. High of around 53 Wednesday, low of 52. Thursday, 59 for a high, 39 for a low. And then Friday, still yet cloudy with a high of 49.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears.
All right, welcome back. Again, 29-27 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Willow Springs up by two. as we head to the second. Liberty will come out with their five starters. Toon, Reese, Mays, Wells. Willow Springs will do the same. They'll come out with Rogers, James, Lee, James, and Dean. It'll be Liberty basketball to start the second half. See if we can identify the changes here. Parker Toon will catch at the wing.
Kind of got Rogers guarding Parker here on this one.
Double team to Reese. Reese goes up, can't finish, gets his own rebound. Haddon Stats right there. And we're tied up. 29 all. Colby James for the Bears with the basketball. He's got Rogers in the corner. He'll catch it, reverses it. Rogers now will bring it out top. In the corner, Brady James. They go inside. Fade away. Good.
He can elevate so good on his jump shot.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Colby, we talk about it all the time. You know, he'll take those 6 and 7 footers.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Everybody.
And he can elevate to where he can shoot in there with some bigger, taller defenders.
31-29, Willow Springs. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker matched up with Chase Rogers. Makes a move. Spins, and the fadeaway off the rim. No good. Caught by Chase Rogers. Rogers takes it all the way down. Blocked from behind by Wells. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Last touch, I think, by James Dean. 31-29. Willow Springs, 6:40 on the clock here in the third. Mays catches in the corner. He'll bring it out to Reese. Reese flips it over to Parker, zips it right back to Mays. Thought Mays would have took that baseline. Here's a drive by Parker, up no good. Rebound taken by James Dean. Score stays 31-29, Willow Springs. Colby James takes it to the Simmons Bank logo. Alex Toon gets a piece of it. Here's a drive. Kick out. Caught by Lee. Lee for three. That's short. No good. Rebound goes to Gavin Reese. Alex Toon's going to take it in. Front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Tipped. Picked up by Caden Lee. Feds. Reverse layup shot goes up, no good. Another rebound, Brayden Mays. That's two in a row for Brayden. Reese catches out top. Throws it to Alex Toon at the wing. Alex will bring it back out top. Man-to-man by the Bears. That's a good move by Coach Forrest. I would stay with man-to-man. Parker Toon, Gavin gets it inside to Wells. Wells. Front of the rim. Two more. I think Liberty could wear them out right there.
I do. Yeah.
But it's kind of like football. You know, you gotta commit to the run. Or here's a drive. Shot put up. No good. And another rebound for Mays. That's three in a row, I believe, isn't it?
I believe this is correct.
Alex Toon goes baseline. Can't get it to go. And with the offensive board. Yeah. Wells now with 8 points, and Liberty has the lead, 33-31. Bears with the basketball. Chase Rogers at the wing. Yeah, he can't dribble. That was pretty smart right there by Chase. He went to dribble behind his back, but he caught it on his back right there by the official. High post caught. Colby James kicks it into the corner to Lee. Lee brings it back to James. James spins it over to Brady James, and the Bears throw it away. So defensively, Liberty
got Altmark coming in for James Dean.
Liberty defensively, really, they've not changed anything. Alex Toon, there's a lane, gets right by him, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Three on Colby James.
Colby James with his third foul. Alex Toon to the line to shoot two. 33-31, Liberty. See, again, these teams are so, they're very similar. I mean, the guards are just quick on quick, and it's almost like first one's good. You know, again, with Brady Altermat trying to guard Alex Toon one-on-one, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And then what forces Willow to overcommit with help, and then that's where the fouls will come in. Second one's good. Alex Toon makes them both. He's got 10 points. Liberty 35, Willow Springs 31. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the third. Colby James out top. Works it to the left side by the Willow bench. Brings it back to the right side. To Caden Lee. Nice shot. Oh, what a block by Wells. Parker soon picks it up, takes it all the way down, makes a pretty spin move, and gets two. And Willow Springs, they need a timeout. 37-31. 3:28 on the clock. We'll take a break. You're listening to Howe County Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Life is loud. Chaotic. Hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Hi, welcome back. It'll be Willow Springs Bear basketball. Trigger man will be Brady James. He'll toss it into big brother Colby. Willow 1-0 in SCA play. I think it was Houston they defeated. Liberty's 1-0. They defeated Mountain Grove.
They beat Ava early, but it was in a tournament.
Yeah.
So it's not a conference game.
Bear basketball out top. Jace Rogers. Jace gets it to Colby James. Colby James finds Brady James, and they'll bring it back out top to Jace Rogers. High post. Nice move. Here's a kick out. Three. Good.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yep. Brady Altermat sitting out there all alone and nailed it. 3-point ball game. 37-34 Liberty. Alex Toon. Again, Liberty screens, they don't work.
Yeah.
Reese with the basketball, and he'll get it off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon working against Jace Rogers. Jace Rogers doing a really good job defensively. Parker's going to take it up. Shoot, no good, and rebound for the Bears. Brady Altermat. Bears for another three. It's good, Jace Rogers. And we're tied up at 37 as we sneak up on the two-minute mark of the third quarter. And again, there's the drive, shot up, and a blocking foul. That's going to be on Brady James, his second. And again, Liberty goes right after Brady Altermat.
And I think Brady James he was set. But I think it was a landing zone type deal that you got to give the player time to, come down.
And that's why I wish that would really solve so many problems if they would put that horseshoe like they have in college and the NBA, and then people would see that and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Second free throw for Alex Toon. It is up. Fed is good. He makes them both. 39-37 Liberty, just under 2 minutes to go in the third.
It was a 29-27 ball game at the half, Willow Springs. This is going to go down to the wire.
It is.
Jace Rogers catches, almost lost it out of bounds. He gathers it up and gets it to Caden Lee. Caden Lee will work it over to Brady James. Brady James, bounce pass into the corner to Rogers. Rogers shoots the three, no good, and the rebound taken by Parker Toon. Parker Toon, he's going to pull up and shoot a three, no good. Wells with a nice rebound, knocked away, picked up by Mays, and Liberty is going to use a timeout. We shall take a timeout as well. You're listening to Howell County High School Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Liberty gets the basketball to start the after the timeout. And Willow, nice job right there. They run and jump, trap, and Liberty shoots a three. No good. Rebound goes to Parker, but he loses it out of bounds. Fair basketball. Lee. Out top, picked up by Reese. Bounces it over to Brady James. Colby James. Pull up jumper. Good.
So tough off the dribble.
Yeah. Well, what I like about it, it's not 3-3-3-3.
Yeah.
You know, it's just wherever he can find that open space on the floor and get a look at the rim. He takes
really tough to guard.
First, so quick. 39-39. Mm-hmm. Liberty with the basketball. Parker Toon. Alex Toon for three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound, Jace Rogers. Bears have a chance to take the lead back. Bears led by two at the end of three. Liberty took the lead. Now the Bears have tied it back up. Chance to take it right back as they go for the final shot. Down to 8 seconds. Top the key. Here's a three. And no good. Rebound Liberty. Parker Toon going to take it all the way down. Oh, he could have got it a little closer. At the buzzer, it does not fall. So after three, we are tied up 39-39. 8 minutes to go. You're listening to Howell County High School Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open, so no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
All right, welcome back. 39-39. Bears get the basketball to start the fourth. Final 8 minutes of regulation. Lee floats one to Rogers. Rogers backs it back up behind the three-point line. Now they'll get it to Brady James. Brady James kicks it out to Lee. Lee to Rogers. Blocked shot. by Gavin Reese. Liberty basketball. Alex Toon will be picked up by Caden Lee. Parker Toon catches, trying to float it inside to Wells. Good idea, but taken away by James Dean, and Willow takes it all the way down the floor and lays it in. That was Colby, wasn't it?
It was.
41-39, Willow Springs. And we got a foul.
Going to get Brady James.
Yeah, I guess that is. That's his third Eagle basketball. Liberty brings it in the backcourt. Alex Doon. Liberty going to work on the double screen. Alex hands it off to Reese. Reese pulls up from 8 foot, rattles it home. 11 points now for Gavin Reese. Tied up at 41. 6:40 to go in regulation. Colby James. Stutter step. Works it to the right. Picks the dribble up. Floats it over to Rogers. Rogers brings it out top. He looks for the lane. Picks the dribble up. Gets it to Lee. Lee brings it right back to Rogers in the corner. Back to Lee for three. Off the rim, no good. Mays with the rebound. Mays, Parker Toon. Parker Toon feeds it to Reese. Reese holds it up over his head. Got his dribble. Wells goes up and can't finish. Good idea. Rebound goes to Willow Springs. And now we got a blocking foul on Liberty underneath. That'll be up against Gavin Reese, his second. ...41-41. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Willow Springs and Liberty. Be Willow basketball. Chase Rogers is going to put it in.
Oh, they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah, it was on the floor. Now they're going to clean the floor up. So we'll get that taken care of, and we'll get back under play. Friday night, the Liberty Eagles will be back here at home as they will be hosting the Ava Bears. Pretty much all conference play. Of course, Saturday is the Liberty Shootout, and that starts at 9:30 in the morning, and we will be broadcasting 5 of the 8 games.
Yeah.
So the JV games we won't be covering, but varsity contest we will. Bears bring it in on the baseline, caught by Brady James. Brady James works against Alex too. He'll give it up to Colby James. Colby looks for a move, drives. Shot up, in, and a foul. Nice move by Colby. And he's going to get to the line for the old-fashioned three. Foul will be called.
I think he did it again. It was on Drayton. He said number 42 again.
Okay. Yeah, Drayton Wells picks up his second. Colby James at the line for the old-fashioned three. 16 points, and it does not fall. Rebound taken by Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese, top of the key, gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon finds Parker Toon. Parker looks for a lane, goes up, shoots, scores, and he fouls.
Think of Rogers on that foul.
That'll be Jason's first. Team foul number two. Both teams with two team fouls. 43-43 is where we're at. And checking out is Brayden Mays, coming in Landon Hines. Willow's done a little bit more substituting than Liberty. But again, two teams very similar. I mean, really. The clock has stopped with
5:26. Now they got the floor cleaned up. Parker Toon for the old-fashioned three. It is up and it's good. Liberty 44, Willow Springs 43. Colby James will start the offense. And they'll start it with Brady James. Kick basketball. It'll stay with Liberty. Sometimes that can hurt just like that because it just kind of turns your ankle.
Yeah. I think he was a little ginger going into that play, and that didn't help. Help it much.
5:12 on the clock, 44-43 Liberty. Willow Springs with the basketball. Colby James looks to make the move. Dives up, pull up, jumper good. 45-44. Willow Springs. Gavin Reese. He's going to pull up for three, and it's good.
Just nonchalantly, ho-hum. That's the first three ball Liberty's made in the second half.
Getting ready to check in is Cooper Holden for Liberty. Out top, Rogers. Rogers kicks it off to Lee. Lee, bounce pass. Here's a three. Shot up, no good. Tip, and it's going to be controlled by Willow Springs, and a foul on Gavin Reese, his third. So, checking in, is Alex Toon's going to come to the bench. He's got he is favoring an ankle. Bears will kick it inbounds to Colby James. Lee back to James, top of the key. James works to the right side. Rogers sets up in the corner. He'll get the handoff at the wing. Rogers brings it out top. Will Rogers sample Cooper Holden? He'll give it up. Cooper Holden out top. I would look for the Bears to maybe try and take Holden one-on-one. Under 4 minutes. Pass to the wing. Colby James. Back across. Rogers, a good look at three, and it's good. 48-47, Willow Springs. 3:35 to go. Reese. Get past Holden. Holden brings it back to Reese. Reese goes up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken by Colby James. Colby James feeds it to Rogers. Shot is up and in for two. Nice fast break. Bears are up by three. Parker Toon. He's going to drive and be fouled. And that's going to be on Jace Rogers, his second. Not a shooting violation. Team foul number four.
Yeah, they got him on the shot.
Oh, no. He was driving. Oh, they are going to let him shoot it.
That's what I was saying.
That was back here when he was.
Continuation,
I guess. First free throw is good. And Alex Toon, he stuck some more tape on him, and he's back out there. And then Gavin is told to tuck his shirt in. Second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's no good. Rebound taken by the Bears.
50-48 Willow lead with 3 minutes left.
Eagles kind of extend their defense. And that kind of had Willow flustered a little bit. Forrest uses the timeout. Bears up by two, 50-48, 3:01 to go in regulation. We'll take a break, come right back. Powell County Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company.
Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. Willow Springs Bears are up by two with 3:01 to go. Bears led 14-9 after one, 29-27 at the half. Liberty took the lead in the third, but the Bears ended the third, tying it up 39-39. Here's a three, up, it's no good. Rebound, Parker two. Parker one-on-one with Colby James. Pitches it to Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese going to go to the rim. Nice spin move. Can't get it to finish. Gets his own rebound. Goes up. Shot blocked by James Dean. And now blocking foul on Parker Toon. Two offensive boards right there, but Liberty could not cash in. .235 to go. Bears by two. Colby James, out top, reverses it, Caden Lee catches, as it tips, he picks it up, and he'll dish it off to Brady James. Brady James, Rogers, back over to Colby. Colby, back out top, Eagles. Putting pressure and another timeout by Willow Springs. Good defense by the Liberty Eagles. They're pushing the Bears further and further away from the basket. So we'll keep it here during this timeout. 2:04 to go. 2-point ball game. Willow Springs by two, 50-48. And I'm not sure who's Willow Springs got Friday.
I had it pulled up here. They have.
I think it'll be a conference. Oh, Thayer.
Yes.
They're, yeah, they've got Thayer. So that'll be a dandy one. Thayer Bobcats, Willow Bears, Thayer, and now that Friday night, Larry and Marty will have that play-by-play call on KUKU 100.3. And, now also, we're working on covering the boys district and the girls district in Class 3, District 10. The girls will be on KUKU. The boys will be on the Fox 96.9. Bears to toss it in, and they pitch it. Colby James. 2 minutes to go. 2-point ball game. Bears with the lead. James brings it to Brady James. Back to Colby. Colby dishes it off. Shot up and in by Jace Rogers.
Well, that got away with a walk right there.
Bears got to where they were working a little tighter to the goal. Liberty down by four. Parker Toon at the wing. He looks to take it in, and there's a foul. That's going to be number four on Colby James. Now, if you're Willow, you've got to be aware that Liberty's going to get it to Parker or Alex, and whoever Colby is on,
yeah,
they bring it into Wells. Wells gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon pitches it to Parker. Parker scoop shot goes up, no good. Nice rebound for James Dean. That was big right there.
That was big.
Parker kind of forced that shot. Bears make them pay. Minute five to go. And now we got a foul. That's going to be on Liberty. And that will put Willow Springs at the line. Landon Hines gets the foul. And that is not what you wanted Liberty to do. And that's going to put Colby James at the line.
Well, it's what you wanted to do. It's not who you wanted to put at the line.
First one's good. I don't know if he had the foul yet. 53-48. Second one is up. It's good. Bears are up by 6. Two-possession ball game. Parker Toon spins, shoots. He's fouled. Now he'll go to the line. Clock stops. Parker will shoot a couple.
And get James Dean on that foul.
That's just his second, so the Bears are okay with that. So Holden and Mays getting ready to come back in. First free throw is no good. You know, Liberty, last three games, Liberty's really struggled at the free throw line. They've shot it great, but they've been struggling last three games from the line. If you're Willow Springs Bears, you kind of take a little sigh of relief. Second one, he misses them both. That's three in a row. Down to 52 seconds. And we've got a loose ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bears. Parker Toon almost had his fourth steal. Picking the pocket, Caden Lee. Bears in the driver's seat because Liberty's going to have to take some quick shots. And there's going to be another foul, and that's going to be on Parker. And that's going to send Colby James back to the line. 42 seconds. First one is up. And it is no good. Oh, Liberty Wells has not played in several minutes. Yeah, Liberty's been kind of hit with that flu bug. They've been battling it. Second free throw is up, and it's good. 55-48, 40 seconds to go. Alex Toon drives, shoots, scores, and we got a quick timeout. So it's a five-point ball game with 36 seconds to go. You need to get a steal.
Got
to
get a steal.
And a bucket.
And then it makes it a one possession game.
Yeah, then you can play a little defense, you know, and kind of play it out that way. But 36 seconds on the clock. And this game here has some implications to it. But it does and it doesn't, because there's only six teams in the district. So, you know, the winner of this game, more than likely, will be your two seed.
Yeah, I would say that's correct.
And then the loser, if they finish out, you know, they will be the three seed. Well, the good thing about the two seed is you're going to get a first round bye.
Right.
And the three seed is going to play the six seed, which anything can happen, but you should advance. And then these two teams are going to play one another in, you know, in Houston, the district tournament.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to see a round two of this one.
Oh, it's been great.
It's been great. It's been a good game. Just back and forth all night.
Bears. Oh, no. The Bears turn it over, and here's a floater up and in.
Now it's 55-52
oh,
with 29 seconds left.
What a huge, huge turnover by the Willow Springs Bears. But still, they will have the basketball. But it was, what, 32 seconds?
32 seconds.
Now there's 29. I mean, Liberty caught one heck of a break right there with the steal. I've got Willow now with 9 turnovers and Liberty with 7.
I've got Willow with 9. I've got Liberty with 11.
Okay. Well, there you go. I was way off with that.
And I mean, the difference in this second half right now is the outside shooting. Liberty's made one three in the second half.
Well, rebounds, you know, I've been trying to do keep up with that team-wise, not individual. So it will be Willow Springs Fair basketball. And again, they'll get it, and there's a foul, and that will put Colby James back to the line. I don't know if you needed to foul that early. Make them both. It's 57. Well,
back to five.
Back to five, but then you'll have the basketball. You get a three. You're down two. Yeah. It was going to go to the wire.
It was.
And it has. Bears, though, they're in the driver's seat right now. Colby James, that's who they want at the line, is there. He makes the first one.
I think the biggest lead of the game was Liberty was up by six.
Yeah.
And then Willow, two straight possessions, hit three.
Yep.
To tie it back up.
Well, Liberty's only hit 1-3 in the second half. Willow Springs has hit. Oh, he misses. And Liberty turns it over. Missed the free throw. Liberty turns it over. And there's the foul. That's going to do it pretty much. I mean, now it's just formality. 18 seconds.
Yeah, Parker got the rebound and looked for the outlet pass. Whenever he let it go,
nobody was
there. The outlet was already headed out.
Yep. Yeah. 56-52, 18 seconds on the clock. And Colby James back at the line. Misses another. Colby frustrated a little bit. Refocus. Knock this one down. It's up and it's good. He does just that.
Lead at five.
So here comes Alex Toon. Drives. He's fouled on the floor. Clock will stop.
He'll shoot two.
That kind of does Liberty a little bit of a favor there. But you got to make your free throws now. 13 seconds to go. A 5-point ball game, 57-52, Willow Springs. First one is good. Drayton Wells back into the ball game. And Cooper Holden into the ball game. Getting O'Brien Thompson tonight. Braden Mays, evidently not 100%. Second one's good. So the Bears to bring it in, and they do so to Rogers. Rogers gets it to Colby James, and Colby James will shoot two from the line with 8.3 seconds to go, 3-point ball game.
They did a good job denying him on the inbounds, but then he caught the once they inbounded it, he just cut to the middle of the floor and was wide open.
Shooting two. First one's good. This one here can steal it. Well, it's a two-possession game. But there is that four-point play, but you would just think that your Willow, let Liberty shoot it. Just let them go down and shoot. Gavin Reese pulls up for three. It's going to be short. Rebound. All game. Bears get the win. 59-54. Bears beat Liberty in 2022, and then it was quite a stretch. I went back 23 years, you know, and Liberty has this done. I was kind of surprised at it, and I was taking this from the Mission website, if I can find it. Whoops. If I can find where I posted that. But great game. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Sure was.
16 points for Jace Rogers. 23 for Colby James. Caden Lee, 8 points. Brady James, 4 points. Blaine Altermat, 3. And Brady Altermat had 3. Rebounds, Willow Springs, they had 16 defensive boards, 8 offensive boards. For Liberty, 14 points for Parker Toon. 18 points for Alex Toon. Gavin Reese, 14 points. And then Drayton Wells with 8. We got to get Braden Mays healthy and get him going.
Yeah.
You know, Liberty had 19 defensive rebounds and 9 offensive rebounds. Liberty falls to Willow Springs 59-54.
Yeah, Willow goes 8 for 19 from the 3 ball. Liberty 5 for 16 from 3. Just one of those coming in the second half. 13 turnovers for Liberty. Kind of was the Achilles heel coming down the stretch there in the fourth. Just turned the ball over a few times there. In games like this, each possession is so big that any of those giveaways like that can kind of put you behind the eight ball. And with a team that shoots free throws as well as Willow, you can't come into that last 2 minutes.
No.
And, you know, play that free throw game with them. Nine times out of ten, you're gonna lose that battle.
Yeah. Well, it's, it's amazing how similar the two teams are, you know. I mean, they're 3 guards and a couple of role players.
Yep.
Liberty kind of had things going inside, but Drayton, we don't know what was going on, but, you know, Drayton didn't play a whole lot in the second half.
No. Yeah, and I saw he kind of had a little bloody nose there, but I don't, you know, that's all speculation.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But, yeah, Liberty in the last 17 years has won. The Liberty and Willow Springs has played 23 times in the past 17 years, and Liberty has won 16 games. Willow has won now 8.
Yeah.
So, but I really think these two teams are going to meet again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be a district game. And, you know, crazy things happen in March, so.
Absolutely. Now, Thursday night, the girls are where?
We are at Houston Thursday night. And then next week we go, we play McDonald County at Marshfield. Kind of a neutral site game on Tuesday, but also Saturday, you know, they will be in action with the Liberty boys on Saturday during the Legend Shootout.
Right on. Well, for Ricky Smith, Tyler Chowney, Dylan, back at studio, I'm Gary Lee, saying God bless, good night. See you Friday night for more basketball on the Fox.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.